Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The state of Virginia says it will appeal a federal court's decision on the state's efforts to purge voter rolls.
A federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia, has ruled the Commonwealth cannot continue scrubbing its voter rolls of non-citizens, that Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed his order too close to the election. Federal law says there must be a 90-day quiet period in which systematic purges aren't allowed. Activists argued Youngkin's move has affected more than 1,600 people, including some who say they were unlawfully taken off the rolls. The judge has ordered them all back on. Youngkin insists his move was legal, and he'll appeal.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A New Mexico judge dismissing prosecutors' efforts to reinstate involuntary manslaughter criminal charges against Alec Baldwin over the fatal shooting on the set of Rust. The judge says the state did not raise new evidence in its amended motion. And the majority of the states are facing drought conditions, including the Northeast, where the threat of fire is up. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Saturday is Drug Take Back Day in Wisconsin, and over 150 events are planned around the state. Drug Take Back Day aims to give residents a chance to get rid of unwanted or unused medications safely, with the hopes that disposing of the drugs will decrease the risk of substance abuse issues developing. If residents with unwanted medication can't make it to one of the events, there are also hundreds of permanent medication drop boxes across the state. Officials also say the unwanted medications should not be flushed. Nearly 100,000 people cast in-person absentee ballots on the first day of early voting in Wisconsin. The high turnout led to long delays at some polling stations across the state, even causing election-related computer systems to become overwhelmed. Early in-person voting has been on the rise across the country, especially in swing states like Wisconsin. Nearly 20,000 more people voted on the first day of in-person early voting this year compared to the 2020 presidential election, but the pandemic likely affected those numbers. A DoorDash driver who was tased by Superior police officers in February has filed a lawsuit against the city. 22-year-old Ian Kuipers filed claims against the involved officers for excessive force and failure to intervene. The incident occurred on February 28th when Kuipers accidentally turned down a one-way street in the wrong direction and was pulled over. According to court documents, a number of officers drew their weapons and started giving Kuipers commands, which he said confused him, and an officer fired their taser at him twice. A popular member of the Lake Superior Zoo has died. According to zoo officials, their 17-year-old Eurasian lynx named Felix had been struggling to eat and get around her enclosure. The species typically lives up to 15 years in the wild, but Felix had been doing well for her age even just a few weeks ago. Zoo staff say they made the difficult decision to humanely euthanize her after noticing her struggles. Felix had been at the Lake Superior Zoo since 2010 and was one of the longest-tenured residents and a fan favorite of the zoo. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dame, Torian, GT, all night, they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at, and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunny and seasonal, alongside breezy winds out of the northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend into the upper 50s today and mid-50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This'll warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and mid-70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 47 degrees.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord with People like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk about college students getting threatening text messages about voting. We'll sort out fact from the criminally fictitious.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh here along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. A TGIF edition. It is Friday, October 25th, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 12 noon. Wherever you're taking us across Wisconsin from the lakes of the shores of Lake Superior down to the shores of Lake Michigan and Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, over to the Driftless area, the hometown area of Southwest Wisconsin and Richland Center, or perhaps the shores of Green Bay in beautiful Green Bay, the Fox Valley up there. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite here on this Friday, October 25th, homecoming here at UW-Madison. Thus, Todd is dressed in his Motion W red polo shirt. A little bit later on, our very own Luke Mathers will join us in the second hour to talk about the Badgers' chances against Penn State. The Packers, a game against Jacksonville before that big game against Detroit in Green Bay next weekend. And, of course, the Bucks are underway as well. Was hoping to have Kira Saban on today, but Kira feeling a little under the weather. So her voice, just her voice, is allergies. So she'll be back. We're trying to reschedule next week.
And it turns out for a radio show, your voice is the most important thing.
It turns out that is the case. So she'll be back with us, but we're happy to have Luke with us in the second hour. We're going to kick things off with a very special guest, and we appreciate him making time for us today. He joins us live via StreamYard for those watching on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and the like, and of course, over our 12 stations across Wisconsin as well. He is a former United States Congressman, Republican from the 8th Congressional District, which just happens to include the city of Green Bay and the beautiful Fox Valley area, and now is currently on the advisory board of Wisconsin for Keep Our Republic, which was founded in 2020, which is a nonpartisan civic education organization with a unique focus on the threats facing our elections, on ways to help strengthen trust in our electoral system. Reed Ribble, thank you for joining us, Congressman. How are you?
I'm doing great, Todd. It's good to be with you. And if Aaron picked out your bumper of music there, that was awesome. It was a great way to start the show.
Well, we appreciate it. You know, it's a song we picked out together a couple of years ago when we started the show. And, you know, I left the Republican Party in 2011, you know, for my own reasons. And but I worked for guys like Dale Schultz in the state Senate. And, you know, did you and Scott Klug ever serve together, my old boss, or did you come on right after him?
No.
Right after, correct? Yeah.
So I know Scott very well.
I'm biased because he was my boss, but a great guy. And I just think that freedom is one of those things, whether you grew up like I did during the Reagan era and was a Reagan Republican, or whether you grew up, you know, in the Obama era, it doesn't matter. I think all Americans should be trying to strive for freedom and democracy. And I think that's one of the great parts about Keep Our Republic.
For sure. And one of the reasons I wanted to be engaged in it, after the election of 2020, I'm sitting at my home observing all the challenges to the elections. And listen, it's an elected official's right to challenge elections if they don't trust the results, particularly in close elections like the Wisconsin presidential election was. But it's also the responsibility of a candidate to accept the results when the results have been audited and certified by by the governors and the Electoral College. And I thought, well, what can we do and how can I be involved in trying to reinstill, maybe push back against some of the myths of how elections are conducted in Wisconsin, why people should trust them, why they should have confidence? Because I don't know about you, Todd, but if I'm repeatedly told that the elections are rigged and my vote doesn't count, why would I vote at all?
Yeah.
And that's the exact wrong message. We want everybody to vote. The more people that vote, the more sure the vote is.
Right. I could agree with you more. And today is about you, not me. But folks, listeners of this show know that that was my reason for leaving the Republican Party in 2011, because I witnessed meetings where, in my opinion, the focus was on disenfranchising voters. I'm more of an Eisenhower Republican that said, look, all legal voters are a good thing. You know, let's have everybody who's legally eligible, let's have them vote. And that's why I think Keep Our Republic is so important. You know, it's timely indeed, almost, you know, getting down here to almost single digits before this very, very important election. If you would, Congressman, talk a little bit about, you know, Wisconsin elections and your view on this as a former elected official. You've seen it both from Wisconsin and from Washington, D.C. Put into context for our listeners and viewers your thoughts on the security and the trust we can have in our elections here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm going to start with a really, really short story.
Please.
And then we'll go on from there. In 2013, I was reelected to the House of Representatives for my second term. On the same ballot, President Barack Obama won the state of Wisconsin, and he was the incumbent that defeated Mitt Romney. And when the electoral count took place in the Senate, the Speaker of the House called for a quorum call just to make sure who all's there. Mm-hmm. Are you in Washington, D.C.? And so I went down to the House to put my card in to let them know I was actually in town in case something happened. Mm-hmm. But that event was so mundane. I mean, that count of the Electoral College was so routine. There was nobody in the chamber. Nobody. And then you compare that to what happened in January 2021.
Right.
And so I would say that I would start with one place, and then we'll go from there. The first place is you have to recognize that in the state of Wisconsin, like a lot of states, Wisconsin's a little bit different. We don't start counting mail-in ballots until at 8 a.m. or when the polls open on election day. So as a result of that, you have to be patient in waiting for a determination on who won a very closely contested race like President of the United States. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden won the state in 2020 with 22,000 votes out of about 4 million casts. And it takes some time to count all those mail-in ballots. And by the way, we want to make sure that any Wisconsinite that's deployed overseas or their spouses that are with them overseas, mm-hmm. that their vote counts as well. Agreed. And so those just have to arrive by election day. And so you're not going to likely get a result the night of. And remember when the AP or Fox News or CNN or whoever says, oh, this goes for this candidate or that candidate, that's just a projection. It's not official. Mm-hmm. And so none of this stuff happens till like the 19th of November when the certifications finally get finished and completed. And so I just encourage everybody to be patient, because what happens and what you hear after the polls close is not likely to be the result after all the votes are counted.
I really appreciate you pointing that out. Again, we're talking to former U.S. Congressman Reid Ribble from the 8th Congressional District, now with an advisor with Keep Our Republic. So important, because we have a lot of questions about, you know, why is it that some states get to count their absentee or early ballots prior to election day, and other states like Wisconsin have to wait until election day proper. I thought that current Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss had his tweet this morning addressing this, and he states in this tweet, I'm going to read it verbatim, quote, it, meaning legislation that would have allowed for early counting, passed the state assembly, but Janelle, meaning Janelle Branigan, an acolyte of Donald Trump, lobbied to kill it in the state Senate, and they caved to her, unquote. So I think it's important that there was a bipartisan attempt, at least in the assembly, to make this happen earlier. But because of Trump influence in the state Senate, it was Republican-controlled state Senate in Wisconsin that prevents early counting. Is that correct?
Well, I would be like the last person to challenge what Robin Voss is saying in that regard, because I don't know what his conversations in the closed rooms. I mean, as the majority leader and the speaker of the state assembly. I mean, he did pass it so that they could begin counting before the election day, and that would help. By the way, there's only a handful of states, and unfortunately, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin are two of them that don't allow counting ahead of time. The state of Arizona, which is a contested state and a swing state, they count their mail-in ballots upon receipt. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it ranges all over the place. And when you think in terms of why are there so many different rules, well, we're called the United States of America. And that whole idea of United States is that individual states have a lot of say about what goes on in their individual states. Mm. And so we don't have a single electoral process. We have 50 of them. Mm. And it is that diversity of rules and policies that protect all of us in securing the vote, because it would be virtually impossible to scam an election with 50 different sets of rules and thousands of municipalities and precincts. It would just be impossible to do it. And here in Wisconsin, we've got 1,850 municipal and county clerks that take their responsibility really, really serious. And what they want is the same thing that you and I want. I feel that Aaron probably wants the same thing, is we want an accurate count, mm-hmm. and we want accuracy over speed. But we also would like to know as early as we possibly can what those results are.
I couldn't agree more, and keep me honest, Congressman, because the reason I bring this up, and we might get into this a little bit later, you had some very pertinent tweets, I think, during the Republican National Convention. We referenced those in this show. I have said on this program, look, could Kamala Harris legitimately win Wisconsin in the election? Yes. Could Donald Trump legitimately win Wisconsin in the election? Yes. But to your point, I'm in favor of all the votes being counted legally and accurately. And if we see Donald Trump get up at 10, 11 o'clock at night on election night and suddenly declare victory, regardless of the true results, and then start saying anything that comes in after this is false, these late night quote unquote dumps are illegal in Wisconsin, that's simply not true, correct?
Well, it's not true in that there are no late night dumps.
Right.
And so none of that is true. There's so much misinformation that former President Trump spread as he tried to instill doubt in what happened. And it doesn't matter what a elected official or a candidate for office says about declaring victory. It's irrelevant what President Trump or Kamala Harris would claim on the night of the election. Victory isn't determined until the votes are certified by every state and the governor puts the seal of Wisconsin on it and it's sent in with the elector's signatures on it. And at that point, we know that we've got our 10 electoral votes going into the electoral college to be counted. And that's when a determination is actually made on who won, and without regard to what a candidate wants to believe or not.
45 seconds before the first break, Congressman, keep our Republic mentioned this in your news. We talked about this yesterday on the show. Are you in agreement that whatever the actual final vote certified count is, it is the responsibility of that governor, regardless of whether it's a red or blue state, to certify that and send it to Congress?
100%.
There you go.
100%.
That's what we like. Straightforward, truthful, factual answers. No BS. This is Reed Ribble, our former congressman, who is telling it like it is, and we appreciate it so very much. Back with him, back with you. Got a phone call perhaps as well. We'll see. This is the Todd Oddball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 12 noon on this Friday, October 25th, 2024. Our special guest on this Friday, former U.S. Congressman from the 8th Congressional District in Wisconsin, Reed Ribble, now an advisor, a board member to keep our republic here, not just in Wisconsin, but nationally. Congressman, let us know, fill us in. What has Keep Our Republic been up to right now to help this very, very important election move forward?
Yeah, over the course of the last year, we've been working primarily in the swing states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin here in the upper Midwest. And we've been holding town halls. We've been meeting with citizens. We've been meeting with county clerks and municipal clerks and trying to reinstill confidence that the elections in Wisconsin are properly conducted, they follow the law, and the counts are accurate. Mm-hmm. And it's been interesting. We've been meeting in both rural and suburban and urban areas across the state. Some of them have gotten a little bit tense, but Wisconsinites are mostly polite folk.
Right.
But people disagreed with us, and they would come up with this piece of information, that piece of information. Well, I know somebody who mailed in a ballot and then voted twice, and they don't really understand what happens. You know, for example, if you mail in a ballot, they scan the QR code on that when it's received, and then that address and that person on the ledger that's at your precinct shows to the poll worker there, which is a volunteer, that you've already voted.
Right.
And so it's already noted before you get there. And so those types of things, you know, they just don't happen in any way, shape or form that's large enough to have any effect. And people that do that are often convicted and sent to jail because of it.
Right.
And so we do these public education events. We've held them all over the state. We did an event with over 400 county and municipal clerks, where we went through the constitutional changes that have happened with the electoral process in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when African Americans were given the right to vote after the Civil War, when women were given the right to vote, when the age changed, mm-hmm. there's been all kinds of changes in how votes are conducted in the U.S. But there's very little federal control on national elections. The bulk of the control is happening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
So, and again, you tell it in your own words, but to put it succinctly, am I correct in saying that you, Congressman Ribble, are confident in Wisconsin's election system and that the opportunity for fraud to the level where it would ever change the result is almost slim to none?
Yes, 100%. And there's no evidence to the contrary, and audits prove that after 2020. And you know what? There really weren't any challenges in 2022. And stop about another election that could have had challenges. Mm. When you think about it,
right.
This is a little bit how schizophrenic Wisconsin voters are. They reelected Ron Johnson, who's maybe one of the most conservative members of the U.S. Senate, on the exact same ballot that they reelected Governor Evers. And so you've got a Democrat governor, Republican U.S. senator, both winning their elections on the same ballot. And interesting, boy, nobody was out challenging the results of the election.
Right.
And, exactly. And in fairness, now I think it is fair to talk a little bit about COVID, because we were in an era that in 2020 COVID was still on a rampage in this country.
Sure.
Tens of thousands of Americans were dying every single month, and people were nervous about getting in lines and being in crowded places, particularly in many metropolitan areas. And so the state of Wisconsin rightly adapted to those circumstances and said, we still want people to vote.
Right.
We still need you to vote. So we're going to make it safe for you to vote. And so that allowed a lot of this kind of misinformation to emerge, because the number of mail-in ballots just exponentially went up. And now we're in a post-COVID era, but we still have a lot of early voting. And it looks like people are anxious to vote because the lines are long. And people are showing up like they should and voting in person. And so I feel very confident.
That's great to hear, as do I. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask you a couple of quick questions. I follow you on Twitter. I've watched a lot of what you've written.
That's a gutsy thing to do.
I know, right? But I mean, do you consider yourself a Republican still or not?
I'm more of an independent. The way I've always described myself, even when I was in office, is I'm a Republican with a small R. I'm a conservative with a capital C. And when I talk about conservatism, I want to say a traditional conservative, what I would call classic liberal versus a social liberal. And I feel we're living in an era where partisanship is masquerading as if it were a principle.
Right.
And I hold true to certain principles about limited government, free trade and free markets and things like that. And to the degree that the Republican Party agrees with those core underlying principles that I agree with, call me whatever you like. I'm going to vote for candidates down ballot and at the top of the ticket that support those things.
Speaking of that, your old friend, longtime state senator Rob Coles yesterday endorsed Kamala Harris. Do you join him in that?
I do not, but I had a good conversation with Rob about it. Here's my problem.
But you're not supporting Trump either, correct?
I am not. I've already voted and I left the top line blank.
And let me ask you quickly about your, because we're running out of time, let me ask you quickly about your old seat. You have not endorsed Tony Weed, correct?
I'm not endorsing anybody in that race. I'm kind of staying out of
against Dr. Lyle. So you have Tony Weed versus Dr. Lyle, the Democrat.
Right.
So you're not endorsing that one either.
No. I think Tony Weed wins, but
you think he wins?
I do. I think he wins probably easily, probably by 5 or 7 points.
By 5 or 7? What do you think about Wisconsin in terms of the presidential election?
You know, it is really too close to call at this moment. Based on
what you're saying, it sounds like you don't want Donald Trump to win.
Well, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but here's my problem though, Todd, is that if I say to you, I cannot vote for Donald Trump based on a specific principle, and I feel he was anti-democratic on January 6th. There was no chance I could support him after that. But I cannot then support Harris if she violates other principles that I deem also either anti-democratic or hurtful to the country. And I believe that her economic plan would explode the deficit and debt, that the government dictating prices to independent businesses, like she's claiming she's going to do to drive inflation down. You can't tell a grocery store
what to charge for. I'm just running out of time. I'm not trying to be rude. But, I mean, you don't honestly think that that's more dangerous than saying that you want to have your generals be like Adolf Hitler, right?
No, it's not a matter of being more or less dangerous. It's a matter of me saying that I'm not going to violate one set of principles to then go and violate a different set of principles.
Fair enough. Former U.S. Congressman Reed Ribble, we so much appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for shedding some light on Wisconsin elections, and we'll see how it all works out. Thanks for being here.
Great to be with you, Todd.
Thank you so much. Back after this, the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This year has been anything but normal for grain farmers. Well, except for one thing, the low water levels in the Mississippi. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, And with me is Justin Fries, the Senior Director of Commodity Training at CHS, and he's explaining how, as an industry, they were prepared for it with it being the third straight year with the low water levels.
You know, yes and no. I mean, overall, the industry has is performing pretty well with the issues, the low water issues. You know, this is year number three, really, where the industry is unfortunately had to deal with some of these low water issues. So it's kind of been prepared and had some extra planning and really kind of braced for it here. So we're still able to stay fluid. But I would, you know, just with, you know, the stored utilization right now, you know, definitely kind of call ahead, you know, with your elevator manager here. And I'll make sure that there is a spot and we will definitely work with you.
Free says that they feel like they have been able to keep up this year and that they are working hard to make sure every farmer has a place to store their grain. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll get you those midday markets right after this.
You've got choices. You've got options. And selections, favorites, picks, takes, votes, preferences, leanings, whatever you call them. What's important is that you've got them. At Wiffles Hybrids, we've made our choice to remain an independent U.S. farm family-owned company, free to make the best decisions for our business and that of our customers. So make your choice. Or whatever you call it, and plant your independence. Wiffles Hybrids.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. And remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com. or by finding it on your app store. Now let's take a look at those midday markets from Chicago. It looks like the markets are bleeding today with a lot of red as December corn is down 6 1/4 at 4.15 1/4 and November soybeans are down 10 1/2 at 9.85 3/4. December wheat is down 15 at 5.66 1/2 while July wheat is down 12 1/4 at 6.03. Class 3 milk contracts aren't much better as November is down 14 cents at 2013 100 weight, and December contracts are at 2022 100 weight, down 18 cents. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and seasonal, alongside breezy winds out of the Northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend into the upper 50s today and mid-50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This will warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and mid-70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel joins me. Plus, Jess and I will question, do voters prefer Harris's agenda, but they don't realize it? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on a Friday, October 25th. Appreciate Reed Ribble, former U.S. Congressman from the 8th Congressional District and now an advisory board member with Keep Our Republic. Thought that was insightful. Appreciate him coming on the show. See, Republicans could come on the show and not be, we're not that bad. I think we're okay. And you know what? I appreciate him answering the questions frankly and directly, not hem-hawing around. Don't agree with all the answers, but certainly agree with most of them. Particularly when, I mean, it's refreshing to have a Republican come on this show. I guess now he says he calls himself more of an independent. But a former U.S. Congressman, Republican elected in Wisconsin, coming on this show and assuring Wisconsinites that Wisconsin elections are free, safe, fair, and accurate. And also assuring us that despite what Donald Trump may or may not say on election night, that there's nothing to it about, you know, there are no late night ballot dumps. It's because of Wisconsin law, and it's unfortunate, but we can be assured that our vote matters, it counts, and Wisconsin elections are free, safe, and fair. That came from a former Republican congressman from Wisconsin.
It just takes time.
It does take time. I also think it's very interesting that he refuses not only to endorse Trump, but also Tony Weed, the Republican running in his former district. Now, I don't agree that Weed's going to win by 5 to 7 points. I think that Dr. Lyerly, the Democrat, has a great shot and it's going to be super close. And I think Lyerly can pull it out. But it is noteworthy that a fairly recent Republican that held that seat refuses to endorse the Republican nominee.
And he did specifically also say he tends to vote Republican down ballot.
Yes. But saying he's not supporting Tony Weed, not endorsing him. But I give him credit again for he said, of course, he's not a Trump supporter, not endorsing Trump, but neither like his Northeast Republican friend, Rob Cole, state senate, who did step up and endorse Kamala Harris yesterday. Of course, on Rational Revolution with Mark Becker on this network. And many thanks to Rob Coles for having the courage to do that. But I appreciate Congressman Ribble answering the questions directly. And at the end, if you didn't catch it there, on the interview when he listed off why he wasn't going to endorse Harris, and I asked him, but I mean, come on. Those things you just said about Harris, that's certainly not as bad as Trump saying he wants fascist generals like Hitler, right? And he said, no, of course not. So you've got a Republican, or at least a former Republican congressman, saying, no, it's not the same. Reed Ribble, at least willing to denounce fascism and Nazism and Nazi generals. That is unlike current U.S. House member Tom Emmer, Republican from next door in Minnesota. You might remember he was one of the people for a hot minute that was in line to be Speaker of the House. He was on CNN a couple of nights ago, and they tried to get the same answer out of Tom Emmer, Republican from Minnesota, about when you denounce these comments about Hitler. Here's how it went.
Let's do this. The question was, let's make a deal. I ask this question, you answer it, you answer the actual question, and we'll move on to another issue. Let's try it this way. Do you personally, are you personally okay if Donald Trump says that he wants his generals to be like Hitler's generals?
Americans do not want to talk about that. They want to talk.
he wouldn't answer it. You have a sitting Republican congressman from Minnesota in Tom Emmer who will not denounce Hitler and Nazism. So I appreciate Reed Ribble coming on this show and denouncing that and saying he's not supporting Trump. He's not supporting Tony Weed. And he full-throatedly endorses Wisconsin election system as free, safe, fair, and accurate, even if Trump loses. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go out to Los Angeles. Tom from L.A. Tom, thanks for calling in. We'll see you.
Yeah, Todd. Hey, I just want to say that, you know, to my Republican friends out there, if
It was exactly the opposite way, where even though I'm a progressive, that if we had a candidate that had the same exact resume as Donald Trump, I would be voting for a Republican.
Right. So I'm with you.
It's not. I just want them to think about this, that it's this guy. I mean, he's going to bring us fascism. He's going to bring us Project 2025. The Supreme Court has already allowed for that to happen. If everything was exactly the same way and it was tipped opposite, there's no way I could ever vote for a Democratic candidate that did that.
So, I totally agree. You know, I think that's a great point.
Please, have courage, please, out there, Republicans, to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, just so we can fight another day.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, you know, if Kamala gets in there, you don't like it, well, at least you have a chance to actually elect a Republican later.
Right.
If Trump gets in there, this may be the last election, and you may not get to vote again.
Totally agree.
Just think about that. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Another Tom here listening on WMDX in Madison. Tom in Madison, thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, I have to agree with the last caller. I think I'm embarrassed by America right now, and I'm ashamed that we have so many people who will just, and even if they don't endorse Trump, won't go far enough to endorse Harris. I think it's cowardly. And the idea that your economic outlook is as important as losing the country to fascism is pure fantasy. It's really shame.
Oh, Tom, you still there?
Yeah, I cut out.
All right, cut out. But no, I agree, Tom, with your comments there. But I don't want the partisan talk, and this is a very important partisan talk, not discounting that. I don't want that to overshadow what I think the main message, what I got out of that time with former Congressman Ribble. And that is that he feels, as a former Republican U.S. Congressman representing Wisconsin, that Wisconsin elections are free, safe, and fair. That we can trust the results on election night. That's very important. And again, I want to go back to this tweet that I read earlier from Robin Voss, because it's really important, actually. I you know, regular listeners to this show know I don't give Robin Voss a lot of credit on too much. But on this one, I agree with him. It was actually Jeff Wagner, the right-wing radio guy, that tweeted out. And Wagner said, quote, making clerks wait until 7 a.m. on the morning of election day to start processing mail-in ballots is just plain dumb. It leads to unnecessary delays in reporting votes and distorts early election totals. It's ridiculous that this didn't get fixed. That from conservative Jeff Wagner. And guess what? I agree with Jeff Wagner on that specific point. Robin Voss, sitting Republican Speaker of the Assembly, then retweeted that and said, quote, it, meaning the legislation that would allow municipalities to count votes before absentee and early votes before Election Day, that legislation, quote, passed the state assembly, but Janelle lobbied to kill it in the state Senate and they caved to her, unquote. Janelle Brandingen, the Trump acolyte from Southeast Wisconsin. So just remember, on election night, this is going to get very, very important, I think. I mean, it's already important. It'll be very pertinent come election night. Because sources are telling me that what the Trump world is setting up is, regardless of the real election results, and let me make clear, I believe that Trump still could legitimately win this election. But regardless of the legitimate results, Trump is going to claim victory fairly early in the evening and then make the argument that any other results are rigged, are fake, are baked, whatever you want to say. And it's simply not true. I think that's an exact quote, Zomers, from Reed Ribble. Completely false. So So remember this when election night comes and you hear this from the Republican nominee. If, in fact, he does not legitimately win and claims victory and claims it's rigged in Wisconsin because the results are coming in so late, that is not the truth. You just heard it from Reed Ribble. And now, tweeting out today, Robin Voss saying the same thing. There's a reason that votes come in late in Wisconsin, and that's because, and we're seeing this, record numbers. And congratulations, everyone. I'm going to be one of these early voters after we get off the show today. Record numbers of early voters in Wisconsin. And none of those ballots can be opened and counted prior to election day. So it could be a long night. It could go into Wednesday or later before we know a true winner in Wisconsin or a true winner in the nation. That is not abnormal. There's nothing weird going on because of that. It's because of state legislation, state by state. And as Robin Voss pointed out, it's because of the ineptitude of State Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux and other Senate leaders like Howard Markline, the chair of the Joint Finance Committee. They couldn't get it done. They caved to Trump pressure. Because just like killing the immigration bill out in D.C., by killing this piece of legislation, it made for a better story for Trump. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark, prepare to sack. Mark, thanks for calling. What say you?
Yeah, thank you. Well, wasn't Jeanette Branchen facing charges for some shenanigans she did on requesting...
She's got a lot of stuff going on. Yeah.
And she should actually be in jail rather than this, because I think I heard something about, well, they were seeing wherever county she's from, well, she didn't really want to press charges, you know, they didn't really want to follow through on it. You know, and it just... The woman committed a crime along with co-conspirators, and that it is just, you know, that she was a law, you know, Robin Voss should have just, you know, that put her in a timeout room permanently until the next election happened is what should
well,
have
I think he tried.
She violated oath. Well, but she just violated her oath.
Right. No, I think he tried, Mark. I'm not here to defend Jeanette Branchen in any way, shape, or form. But I mean, if a person is a sitting state representative, I think he took her off her committee assignments. And I mean, she still gets a vote as long as she's legally there. And she used her position to lobby Republicans in the state Senate the same way that people out in D.C. lobbied to get the immigration bill, James Lankford's bill, bipartisan bill, killed in D.C. Branchen served as the same type of Trump person that got this legislation killed in Wisconsin.
And shame on them for their cowardice, then. I mean, they should just be branded, you know, they should be, you know, that they should be handed a white feather or whatever that... three white feathers that, you know, was a symbol of cowardice. It is just, you have to defend, you know, the voting system in Wisconsin. And Ron Johnson proved that again today when he went to Earl Ingram's show and, you know, did a little song and dance like the governor in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, where he does the sidestep. Now you see him, now you don't.
Right.
He's come and gone.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the text line, Greg in Richland Center, listening via WLCX in beautiful La Crosse. Gregory says, I agree with you saying your guest, meaning Reed Ribble, was insightful about Wisconsin's election process, but his not voting for presidential candidate tells me I'm glad he is no longer in office. He is setting a poor example for voters. He needs to find courage, unquote. That's Greg in Richland Center. Yeah, I wish that Congressman Ribble would do the same thing that State Senator Rob Coles is doing and endorse Kamala Harris. But at least he's saying he's not endorsing Trump, not voting for Trump. Same as Paul Ryan. Yes, I wish they had the courage of Dale Schultz and Rob Coles. Back with more calls after this. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up.
You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tata Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Coming up in hour 2, our very own Luke Mathers joins us at around 1:30. Talking a little sports, Bucks, Badgers, Packers, oh my. Little Lions maybe as well. Luke Mathers around the 1:30 mark. If you are tuning in to hear Kira Sabin today, Her voice is a little hoarse, lost her voice, so not a big deal. Well, I mean, we're disappointed, obviously.
What did you say her voice was?
Little hoarse. Yes, exactly. But she'll be back. All right. She'll be back with us next week because we're trying to rebook her. So we will do that and look forward to having her. Brady Ewing will be back next week on Friday, I anticipate, as well. Glad to have Reed Ribble with us earlier on the show. And your phone calls talking about Wisconsin elections. Again, Reed Ribble, Republican congressman, former of Wisconsin, now calls himself more of an independent, and saying that he's assuring people, as a former U.S. congressman representing Wisconsin on the Republican side, that we as Wisconsinites can feel secure and safe in our election process. And that, yes, it will take a while for votes to get counted. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Adam, listening in Mequon, beautiful city of Mequon on WAUK. Adam, thanks for tuning in. What say you?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for the call. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Long-time listener. So
appreciate it.
And you're doing a bang-up job. No, so I was talking to your producer, and, you know, I'm just curious, is there language in the elections legislation that says or states that, you know, voting could take up to 7 business days or however many mm-hmm. business days, that it does not stop at midnight on November 5th? Mm-hmm. You know, that would eliminate this noise coming from, you know, Trump saying that I claim victory and anything after midnight, you know, is rigged.
Right.
So that just takes out all of that noise, you know, from the whole machine here that people claim that, no, you know, the counting after the midnight hour just is false or wrong or illegal. So I don't know if there is any language or if that could be introduced.
It's a great
people like, you know, Rick Rabel, I think I'm pronouncing his name right, are not having to go out and, you know, reassure the public that, you know, the voting after midnight hours that, you know, is still legal and is still, you know, good, and people should not have to worry about that.
Right. It's a great question, Adam. And you may kind of make the point yourself, actually. And again, I'm not an attorney. I know that I shouldn't say no, but I believe I'm correct in saying that my colleague, our friend, Maggie Dawn, who immediately follows our show and who is an attorney and has worked on recounts as an attorney. I've done recounts, but not as a legal representative, as an attorney. I think she's going to be talking a little bit more on elections today. Great question for her to get a specific answer. I'll give you my non-attorney, just simply having worked on campaigns before, and I'll stand corrected if Maggie has better, more accurate information. To my non-attorney knowledge, the only deadline on Wisconsin elections is saying that I believe it's like December 10th that the legislature or the electors have to meet to certify the election in the state capitol. And that's kind of where we came up against last time around, this alternate quote unquote set of electors. So there's no clock in terms of, oh, everything has to be counted by midnight or everything has to be counted by 72 hours afterwards. It's basically all votes must be counted. And each county clerk is responsible for gathering and overseeing the election process. So if you live in a township, you have a town clerk. That town clerk oversees that and reports it to the county clerk. If you live in a village or the city, the same thing. You have a village or city clerk oversees the counting and then reports that to the county clerk. Then the county clerks report the overall totals in their county to the state elections commission. And then they pass that on, and the electors vote and certify, and the governor puts his stamp or her stamp of approval on it. And that's what goes to the Electoral College. So as far as I know, there's no clock ticking per se, other than some point in December. And I think that's what former Congressman Ribble was trying to get through to folks, that there is nothing unusual about late night counting. And there's a lot of misinformation, outright lies being told by the MAGA Trump folks that, well, we have to make sure that, you know, they're being viewed, that somebody's not doing this in a back room. We want to make sure that it's being viewed. That already happens. All right. In each municipality, it's up to the clerk to try to find at least one person that identifies themselves as a Republican voter and one person that identifies themselves as a Democratic voter. And then they watch each other count these ballots. Nobody is counting, opening up ballot boxes or whatever and counting votes alone. It does not happen. It's against the law. So in all of these municipalities, it's our friends and neighbors who largely volunteer or paid a small stipend to look at the elections. And so, or look at the results of the election, and it's double checked, sometimes triple, quadruple checked, and against the list, as Congressman Ribble said. That's why Wisconsin elections are so fair and accurate. And guess what? In a big turnout election, that takes time, and that's a good thing. It would be very bad if we got the final results by 8:15 on election night. Then something is up. But that is not the case in Wisconsin. Free and fair elections. Come back, talk more about it on the other side. Also, Luke Mathers on a Friday edition. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Maggie Dawn.
You wondering why Republicans are lying about the polls? Yeah, that's all the place setter for Big Lie 2.0. I discuss it next. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.